Folks, welcome to today's Encore show. Here's a show that we don't have a video cast. We're going to create a video cast for the show because we went back into our archives and we found this show featuring our good friend Jeff Dowder. I almost said good friend.
Yes.
Our good friend Jeff Dowder. And in this show, Jeff talks about opening up something called Spook House, which you may or may not know is the purview. Huh? That's a good word.
Yeah.
Of the Dooleys. They have a spook house, too. They have Spookorama. So the Dooleys are going to get pissed off about that. Who knows? Let's find out here from Jeff Dowder. This is from 2021, August 26, 2021. It's Jeff Dowder and Spook House. Be sure to download today's classic podcast because inclusive are the further adventures of Kenny Slagg. And now the world-famous Phil Henry Show from El Pacifico in Southern California. Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry, master of different character voices, master of a variety of different acting techniques. He's a man that has a conversation with himself and lets you in on it, as opposed to a lot of other people would be embarrassed to do it, but he's not. Jeez. And by the way, I'm Wade Nuxley. Wade Nuxley.
Yeah. Ward.
You said Wade.
I'm saying Ward now.
I gotta fire you, man. That's what I do. I had to fire Ward or Wade Nuxley.
Well, which is it?
Get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. It's Phil Henry, and welcome to today's show. We have Jeff Dowder. Haven't talked to Jeff in a long time. Jeff Dowder, a friend from Temple City, California. Jeff is another entrepreneur that we occasionally like to check in with because he's always got something happening. I don't know what you would call what he has happening, but it's always something happening. And we have him on the line now from Pasadena. You're en route. You're going home, right, Jeff?
Yeah, it's been a pretty busy day for me. I do some coconut water. So I had Jeff Dowder coconut water. And it's been going pretty good.
That was something. We thought you gave up on that.
Yeah, you gave up on coconut water.
No, I've not given up on it. I'm not giving up on it. What I do is, General, you came out one day and bought a couple bottles.
Yeah, well, I came out to the, I was on my way to Santa Anita, and Jeff lives in Temple City, and I drove by the coconut water stand he has there on, where's on Duarte?
Yeah, it's out on Duarte Road, just a little past Golden West.
Right, so he's got a tree there that his brother helped him set up. They bring it over there, and he scampers up the tree. Isn't that part of the sell?
Yeah. So you seen me do it, and the general came.
Yeah, I saw it. Well, how's the coconut water? It's delicious. It's fantastic. But I came over there specifically to patronize Jeff's. I could buy it at the store.
Yeah, you could buy it at the store, but this coconut water is special. I don't want to say where we get it. But we do get it from a good supplier of coconut water in Long Beach, which my understanding is it comes over from Hawaii. And
yeah, that's right, but you can't really guarantee that, can you? It says bottled in Long Beach, California.
Well, okay, but, Long Beach, California, guess what that is? It's a port. What kind of a port? A port of the United States of America where ships come in, and what's near there, Hawaii. So
I'm not going to make any assumptions, Jeff. Let's just say it's very good coconut water, but the thing about it was the fact that one of the sell points is you scamper up a tree.
Yeah, I say, if you want to buy, I don't know,
No one is putting it down, Jeff. They're just,
Well, it sounds to me like the general is.
No, son, I'm not putting it down, but that was the big sell point. He said, come on out, see Jeff Dowder scamper up a tree like a native man. Actually, said native boy.
We changed it from native boy because people were, somebody said to me that I might get canceled on account of it.
All right, so you scamper up a tree like a native man. What do you mean, a Hawaiian man?
Just a dude that's native to an area of palm trees. So I'll go, yeah, do you want, what did I do, General?
I walked up, I said, hi, Jeff, it's General Shaw. He goes, hey, I said, I'd like a bottle of your delicious coconut water. He said, coming right up, sir. And he scampered up the tree wearing a pair of these cut-off shorts.
So you scampered up the tree, what, like I'm visiting Hawaii or something? Are you kidding me or something?
No, man, I'm not kidding, okay? And not only that, it's a going concern. It's a good business, okay?
Nobody's putting it down, Jeff. Sounds good. So you scamper up the tree, and what did you get?
What did I get?
He keeps the bottles of coconut water up in the tree, Phil. So, okay. All right, I get it.
Yeah, I scamper,
What does he mean by scamper?
He scampers up the tree. He just, I don't know how to say it, but it's a very quick hand over hand, foot over foot, almost like you're a, you know, like a, one of these like a tree dwelling lemur or something.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to make it look like, yeah, you know, I scamper up trees. I don't know, man. I've been practicing a lot.
No, it looks realistic. What kind of a tree is this?
It's like a fake tree that they carry over there in his brother's pickup truck, right?
Yeah, if you let me talk about it, it's not a fake tree. It's a real tree, but it's in a pot, and then I scamper up it.
Okay, so you scamper up the tree and you get everybody. All right, so anyway, that sounds really good.
Well, God, Mr. Henry, you sound like you're getting all impatient about it.
No, it's fun, Phil, but what I was saying to you, Jeff, is I could get coconut water at my local grocery store. I don't know how many people do good business.
Well, I mean, we only had it out like last year, and I put it out again this year, and it started to rain today. It was raining pretty bad today.
We had a hell of a thunderstorm. Well, it wasn't a thunderstorm. We had a hell of a rain shower.
Well, this is the bomb cyclone.
Yeah, talk about a bomb cyclone.
Well, but anyway, we were out there today, but like over the weekend we had the tree. And a lot of people say they come out, yeah, they could go to the store and buy coconut water if they want to, but how many times can you go out to see a guy scamper? I mean, I don't know.
You know, it's fine. It's not a big sell point for me to go out and see a guy scamper up a tree. But nonetheless, it was delicious coconut water, it was a fun drive for Patsy and I to go out there to Arcadia and Temple City, and it was good to see you.
Yeah, well, anyway, I appreciate you patronizing the business, that's for sure, General.
All right, so, Jeff, we're not here to talk about the coconut water. We're here to talk to you about the, what was it?
Yeah, it's a spook or ghoul house.
It's Spook House. We got the cease and desist.
I have the story right here. A cease and desist was delivered to Jeff Dowder today from the Western States Homeowners Association. Is that correct?
Well, it was over the weekend that we had announced...
While you're doing your coconut water.
Well, yeah, we had the coconut, but this got nothing to do with the coconut water. This has to do... But we're opening up Spook House for the Halloween weekend, and I get a cease and desist from the Western States Homeowners Association saying that we're appropriating or otherwise commercially misappropriations and everything like that, you know?
Misappropriation of what?
They claim commercial misappropriation of Spook House.
Of Spook House, of the name Spook House.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm given to understand.
Bud?
We're going to get Bobby Dooley on the phone. She's the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
Yeah, okay. That's the lady right there. That's what I'm given to understand is the woman who had the cease and desist. Because she claims that she runs a spook house or something. I don't know what it is.
You got Ms. Dooley.
Bobby Dooley on the phone with us from Western Estates. Bobby, hi. It's Phil Henry.
Yeah, Phil. I'm driving with Steve, barely able to contain myself. First of all, Mr. Dowder, it's Mr. Dowder, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm just trying to get your name right. First of all, I do not claim propriety over Spook House. We claim a propriety over the title Spook because we do Spookorama, and we have done Spookorama for quite some time, right, Steve?
We've done Spookorama for quite.
Don't blow the phone.
Okay, somebody get on the phone. Jeff, did you hear what she said about this, what is it, Spookorama?
Well, yeah. Wait a minute. I'm not done.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Steve.
Spookorama is... we do Spookorama. Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So, what you heard him say...
Yeah, mine is called Spook House.
Wait a minute. What is yours called?
It's called Spook House.
We have done Spookorama since 2000. You never heard about it. You never heard about Spookorama?
I've heard about different Spookoramas down through the years, you know, but I didn't know that there was any one in particular.
Wait a minute. Let me, if I could just jump in, Bobby. You do a thing called Spookorama, or did do a thing?
I thought Spookorama, that as you did it, Bobby, was no longer an event because a woman died 3 years ago.
That's correct. We don't.
The one, the lady died. She knew that we'd be breaking into her house.
Let me do it, Steve.
You guys tussling over the phone's got to end, okay? Who has the phone?
Oh, my God. I have the phone.
My wife has the phone. I don't do... This is Jeff Dowder, Mr. Henry. I don't...
Mr. Henry, can I finish what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Wait, just both... Everybody back off. What we're talking about here is a cease and desist that you sent to Mr. Dowder saying what?
The cease and desist that we delivered to Jeffrey Stewhaven Dowder. Is this your middle name?
Yeah. Jeffrey Stewhaven Dowder. Don't wear it out.
What a child.
Talk to my wife like that.
Hey, I'm telling you guys, I'll cease and desist this conversation.
Sorry. The cease and desist that we had delivered to Mr. Dowder over the weekend has to do with the title Spookorama. We use Spookorama, and he's infringing, and he's not desisting, and he's not ceasing. He has to cease and desist it.
Yeah, he has to cease and desist.
Mr. Dowder.
Yeah?
Well, what do you say to that?
I'm not using the term Spookorama. I'm using the term Spook House. Okay?
That's my point. You're using... But my point is that Spookorama, we put a lot of sweat...
Wait a minute. This is General Shaw. What sweat are you putting into this that you call Spookorama that is different from the Spook House? In other words, I think these are two different titles.
Who is this?
General Shaw.
General Galen Shaw.
Yeah. I'll talk to you, General. I'm the man. I'm the husband.
Well, isn't that just wonderful? So what are you guys saying that Mr. Dowder is infringing on?
I mean, we do Spookorama. I don't do Spookorama, man. I do Spook House. Okay? Yeah, but that's the same thing.
No, it isn't. No, it's not the same thing. It's two different titles. Spookorama is the one that you and your wife do. Spook House is what Mr. Dowder's doing.
But the title is Spooku.
The title is Spookorama. And we want him to stop using that. Our event, Spook House...
My event is called Spook House.
I'm sorry, yeah. Your event is called Spook House. Our event is called Spook... So what do you think?
Let me just say this, Ms. Dooley.
Wait. I've talked to Mr. Dowder about it.
Wait a minute, you guys. Spookorama is different from Spook House. Are you claiming propriety over the word spook? Is that what you're saying?
You're claiming what?
God, you use a lot of fancy words.
Give me the phone, Steve. You're tightening my jaws, okay?
Oh, my God.
We do Spookorama.
No, you don't do Spookorama anymore.
That's just it. You don't do Spookorama anymore.
And you have it for 3 years after that woman died. Isn't that right?
Well...
Isn't that right?
Yes, it's right, okay? We don't do Spookorama anymore.
All right, so if you don't do Spookorama anymore, what do you care? And you're not even...
He says Spook House. He doesn't say Spookorama.
You have to understand that my wife, she put her blood, sweat, and tears into Spookorama. And one unlucky night, an old lady gets up, take a leak.
And she winds up all in. She collapses in a heap on the floor. I had no idea. It was shocking to us. And,
naturally, we had to... Everybody almost burned our house down that night.
There was a lot of negative publicity about Spookorama after that, and you had to shut it down.
Yes, we did. And we're trying to keep it alive. If we can maybe someday bring it back. And here's Mr. Dowder coming along, and he calls it Spookorama.
No, I don't. I call it Spook House.
Well, I just don't see how... I think it confuses people.
It doesn't confuse anyone, Bobby, other than you, okay?
Margaret, I know that for many years you've hated my guts. I know for many years...
I don't hate your guts, Bobby. I'm simply saying that Spookorama is different from Spook House!
Jesus Christ.
That is great.
I'm leaving. What the hell is going on around here?
Oh, my God.
What happened? That Miss Gray sounds like she went full bush.
Margaret.
Never mind, Phil.
Are you leaving?
Yes.
What the hell's wrong?
I don't know. I'm gonna call Frank. I'll call him outside.
You're leaving?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well. You know, I hate to talk about her when she's not there.
You got something to say. You can say it to me.
Well, Margaret, I mean, you're just walking out on everyone.
Because, Bobby, your stupidity, if you really want to know what's bothering me, your stupidity is so mind-numbing, I'm afraid I'm going to do something going to hurt somebody.
You're kidding.
No.
Margaret, maybe you ought to take a walk then.
Jeff, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. God, man. I mean, I understand. But, I mean, in a lot of ways, Ms. Gray is saying everything I'm trying to say.
That's exactly right.
I thought you were going to go and wait for your husband to come and pick you up and take you to the hospital or whatever it is.
Bobby, I'm warning you. I mean it.
Hey, Margaret, enough of that. If you need to wait for Frank, go wait for Frank.
Jawohl, mein Herr.
And watch that German-ass Nazi stuff.
Didn't say Nazi. It's Wehrmacht. All right, it's Wehrmacht. Go on. Wait for Frank. I'll leave when I'm good and ready.
But
come on, Ms. Gray. Let me make you a cup of coffee or something.
I mean, I did not anticipate anything like this happening. And I have to tell you, Mr. Henry, I'm put off by it. I'm very, very put off by it.
All right, I'm sorry you're put off by it. I had no idea that she was going to jump all over you. But I think if I may address just one area of her anger, it's that Ms. Dooley, with the greatest of respect, Spookhouse is not the same as Spookorama unless you're claiming intellectual property ownership of the word spook.
Steve?
Okay. We're just saying it confused. There's enough people that have enjoyed Spookorama down through the years.
Who enjoys Spookorama down through the years, man? I got to know that.
Wait, can I finish what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
There's enough people who enjoy Spookorama down through the years that when Mr. Downer came out with Spookhouse, they're going to say, oh, is that over at Western Estates, the Spook House? And we'll go, there's no Spook House.
It confuses people, I think, and causes a lack of trust and faith in the institution of Western Estates.
I'm really concerned about... hold on for just a minute, you guys.
Well...
I'm concerned about...
Margaret, I'm sorry, Phil.
Sit down, Margaret. What's going on?
I'm very sorry. I find myself more and more with less patience for that woman, and I'll tell you why. The, I think, intentional stupidity.
Yeah, intentional stupidity.
Nothing.
You think she's being dumb on purpose?
I think she is dumb. I don't think there's any educating her. I think that when she...
Closer to the microphone.
I think that when she says, Spookorama... is our, you know, we have intellectual proprietary rights to that, and Jeff Downer is violating that with Spookhouse. I don't think there's any explaining to her how stupid she really is.
Well, I mean, we've been trying to do it now for years.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We've had her on the show for years and years and years and years, you know?
Yeah, for years and years and years and years.
Yeah, there's no getting through to her. You have to talk to her. Here, let me try it.
What are you going to do, bud?
Just give me the phone. God, I got to teach you people everything.
How dare...
Just give me the phone. Hi, Ms. Dooley, it's Bud Dickman. I just want to ask you, when you say Spookorama, you realize that's a different set of words from Spookhouse.
Can I ask, is Mr. Henry there?
It's Bud Dickman, and I'm going to be talking to you. And if you don't like that, you can hang up. Now, I got a question. You going to answer it or not?
Hey, you can't talk to my...
I'm not talking to you, Dooley. I'm talking to your wife.
Oh, boy. What was your question?
Is Spookorama the same set of words as Spookhouse?
No.
Okay, then you don't have intellectual property rights to Spookhouse. You have it to Spookorama. Two different words.
Well, first of all, you put your head through a tree. How can you possibly make more sense?
Why are you making more sense than my wife?
Hey, Dooley, I said to shut up. If I got to say it one more time, you ain't never going to come on these airwaves again. You can sit in the background, rub your wife's neck, make her something to eat, maybe go and scrub out her underwear, but you ain't going to be on the air. Understand?
Oh, my God. Steve, sit down. Okay, what's your point?
My point is that for the 900th time, Spookorama's different from Spookhouse. You don't own Spookhouse. You own Spookorama. So Jeff Downer can say Spookhouse, and he's in the clear. However, if you want to waste the legal money, if you want to waste the money on an attorney, waste the legal fees, you want to go round and round in court on something stupid like that, then be my guest. But I have to tell you, Margaret Gray here is ready to just cut you out of this show entirely. She's going to walk off the show the next time you're on. She wants nothing more to do with you if you keep on being stupid and being an idiot.
I want to talk to you about Steve. I've got it. if you're saying to me that Spookorama is different from Spookhouse, yeah, okay, I get it. If you're saying to me that I have no right to sue Jeff Dowder because Spookhouse is different from Spookorama, okay, you're right.
Yeah, so what are you doing on the show?
You can't talk to my wife. Shut up, Steve, before I...
Mr. Henry said he can't put a hand on a guy.
Yeah. I can't, huh? Watch this.
Ow! Is he faking it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You'll hear from my attorney in the morning.
There, that's how you do that.
Well, but I'll give you credit where credit is due. You shut that motor mouth off. You shut her down.
You made sense, son, when none of us could make sense.
You did, bud. You made sense when none of us could make sense. Somehow, being bitched out by you, shut up, Bobby Dooley.
All right, yeah, bud. Yeah.
Your voice just cracked. You went, yeah, bud.
Yeah, bud. How's that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get Jeff Dowder back up on the line here before I flip my lid. Jeff, we just heard Bobby Dooley pretty much... Well, she did threaten legal action.
Well, it's, you know, first of all, my hat's off to Bud for finally getting through to her, through her fat head. I don't call it spook around, call it spook house, okay? And she can sue all she wants, but, like, just, you know, what Bud Dickman just did is it made her, she is threatening to call her lawyer.
She threatened to call her lawyer on us, not on you.
Yeah, yeah. So,
all right, so you're going to do Spook House. Now that we know that there's not any, you know, infringement going on, no copyright infringement, what is Spook House?
Yeah, Spook House is going to be a lot of fun. We do it every year. It's for kids 5 years of age and under. And I'm like it's a house that I rent over here in North Hollywood. And I don't want to say where, but it's, you know, it's a nice big house. The parents and the kids come out, and there's the front lawn. Well, the parents can bring their folding chairs and wait for their kid to come out. And when the kids go inside, they go inside looking for the bowl of candy. Okay, Mr. Henry?
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And when they go inside looking for the bowl of candy, the spook may appear. That's me. And I'm there, and I'll, you know, if I see them, I'm just like, yeah, you know, and I chase them, and they'll scream, and they'll go into another room or something. But the room that they go into, that they're running away from the spook, which is me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What?
Nothing. I'm listening to you.
Could have a bowl of candy. So there's bowls of candy strategically placed.
All right, so you have bowls of candy strategically placed throughout the spook house, as you call it. It's in North Hollywood. Is it a big house?
Yeah, it's about 2,000 square feet. There's, you know, candles and stuff, but mostly the kids are in the dark. And if they go into the room with a big bowl of candy... Okay, then I come leaping out of the closet going, yeah, you know, and the kids scream.
All right, so what are you dressed as?
I'm dressed as a ghost. I have a sheet over my head, and I'm...
You got just a regular sheet over your head with eye holes cut out?
Yeah, what about it?
That sounds pretty cheap. I don't...
Sounds... Well, first of all, if you're in... That's very interesting.
It does, man. I'm sure you got a sheet over your head with the eyes cut out. Will you have anything cut out for the mouth?
Why do you need to have anything cut out for your mouth, man? You got to be able to see. And I'm wearing jeans and I'm wearing running shoes because you're chasing the kids. Because we had a kid last year. The kid goes, hey, the spook's wearing jeans, like that. And I go, you got to suspend the disbelief. Okay? And
what does that mean, suspend the disbelief?
You know, you try to tell the kid, don't see what you're seeing?
Well, you do, because otherwise, I'm not going to sit there nude, okay?
Well, how about a sheet that covers everything?
I don't think you're going to win this fight. No, all right, so you have on a pair of jeans, and why running shoes?
Because you're chasing the kids? Jesus, you know.
All right, so you've got on sneakers, jeans, a sheet over your head, and that's it.
Yeah, whoa, man. I mean, this is something that's been a tradition for the last 2 years.
Oh, that's a very deep tradition there. 2 whole years, huh?
That's right. We're trying to make... You know what? Now I understand why Ms. Dooley threatened to have a legal action against you, Mr. Henry, because you guys are so cynical.
Jeff, we're just trying to figure out what this thing is, okay? I'm not going to promote something called Spook House until I know what the hell it is. It's you in a house, 2,100 square feet a house, which is not a bad size house, man. Is it one story?
No, it's two stories.
Two stories? Are you out of your mind? You have preschool children in the house, and they're running around inside this house. You're chasing them up and down stairs, and they're going into rooms where there's bowls of candy.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. But first of all, you know what? Some people forget what it's like to be young. The kids, I'm the spook. I'm the ghost in Spook House. And when the kids see the candy, and then I leap out of like a closet, or I crawl out from under the bed and I go, you know. And does the kid get the candy, or does the kid run from the spook in the Spook House? You decide, you know. I mean, that's kind of how it is.
What do you mean, I decide?
Well, what I'm saying is that's the decision. Will the kid run away from the spook in the Spook House, or will the kid take the bag of candy, or the bag? Well, there's bags in the bowl, okay?
Can the kid take the whole bowl?
You're not allowed to take the whole bowl. You're allowed to take one of the bags in the bowl.
So there's several bags in the bowl.
Yeah, I think so. I forget how we're doing, but...
What if they come into the room and the bowl's empty?
If the bowl's empty, they blew it. They blew it, man. You know, they should get out because I'm going to come out and go, you know. Now they got no candy. They just got scared. And they got to run down some stairs.
Right. All right. Question.
God, Mr. Ernie, spit it out.
Well, Jeff, you know, there's millions of questions that one would have. Go ahead, Phil. I anticipate what your question is. Go ahead.
Well,
the question is, have you had injuries? What about last year?
What about last year?
Did you have anyone get injured?
Yeah, I bet your kid fell down the stairs, didn't he?
You know something, man? The kid fell down the stairs and he was fine. He was fine. He was laughing. Okay? He was laughing. There was no injury.
Okay, right there, that's enough as a parent for me to say, not a chance.
There was no injuries. The kid was going, he was laughing his ass off. I went down, I grabbed him, and I said, hey, I'm the spook. But, you know, I was like, I made it into a thing. I said, I was a paramedic when I was alive. Are you okay, kid? And the kid's laughing and everything. And
he fell down a flight of stairs.
Oh, my God, you're laughing, Mr. Henry. Well, he fell down a flight of stairs.
I did not do that.
Well, you were thinking it, weren't you?
I guess.
Yeah, see? The thought of a little tiny kid falling down the stairs makes Mr. Henry laugh.
Yeah, it does not make me laugh. It makes me outraged. What happened? The kid was okay. What did his parents say?
Well, the only way the parents found out about it is another kid told them. Otherwise, they never would have known because the kid went down the stairs.
I mean, the kid goes down the stairs head over heels or what?
He slid down kind of on his... He slid on his stomach down the stairs. You know, this is why, Mr. Henry, I didn't really want to promote it on your program because I think it's unfair. You try to make me look like a chimp in the waiting room waiting to go on stage in the chimpcapades.
The chimpcapades?
Thanks a lot, Mr. Henry. I really appreciate it. I know I should never come on your program.
Jeff, come on. Now we're not going to let you hang up anyway. People need to know, is this spook house safe?
Yes, it is, okay? We let the parents come in and take a tour. They see me. I've got a cape over my head.
Why are you doing this, man? What are you making?
Is this a for-profit enterprise?
Yes, it is. It's $5 per kid.
$5 a kid. And do you get a lot of kids?
Last year we did, but after being on your show, we probably won't have anybody. Sorry. We probably won't get anybody. So
these guys that are getting scared and their voices are cracking.
Well, wouldn't you, man? I'm here talking about Spook House. I almost get sued by this woman about Spookorama. I tell you about a kid that fell face first down some stairs, and you're ready to put me out there.
I know. I've got you in the waiting room waiting to go on stage with the chimpcapades.
I really think it's unfair, Mr. Henry. I really, 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 really do.
Noted, Jeff, and thank you very much, and good luck with, what is it called, Spook House?
You know, I think you should call it Chimp House, and they just come and watch you, you know. All right, Jeff, I'm sorry. The best of luck to you. I hope it is a success. Come on, Jeff. We're just fooling around. I know that you like the kids. I know you have a good time with Spook House. Good luck.
Come on, Jeff. Cut it out, man.
See you later, Jeff.
Uh-huh. And by the way, Spook House open.
Opens when? Oh, shit. I didn't hear what he had to say.
But I can tell you to download the classic podcast if you're a BSP today and listen to the continuing saga of the disappearance of Kenny Slagg.
Well, welcome to the week, baby. By the way, check out the Halsey Morris Rory's replay if you're a Backstage Pass member. Check it out. It's the featured replay for today, a Rory replay, our classic. It's from the year 2015, and it's all about Pumpkinhead and a pumpkin patch, and he was chasing kids through that about a half an acre of, I don't know.
Very sadistic.
Yeah. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Wow.